Hi folks, Lee here from FPL Family, and we are nearly done on game week 37. Game week 38, the final game week, is nearly here. And I'll tell you what, it could not be closer in the FPL Family household. I don't think, and we've been doing this now for, how long has FPL Family been going? About 6 or 7 seasons right now. I don't think we've ever had a run-in quite as close as this. Now, the tide did turn a little bit again with the Man City and Brighton game last night. So going into that game, Sam was a couple of points ahead of him. Might even have been 1 point. But within Cisco's goal and 2 bonus points, maybe 2 or maybe 1, don't know, but got some bonus points as well in Cisco. So finished the game week with 8. That's a really nice differential for me. I was very happy with that. That puts me now 4 points ahead of Sam going into tonight's game against, so it's a Man United game tonight, isn't it? However, the Ederson no-show means that Everson is coming off of her bench with a 9-pointer. That very unlikely 0-0 against Newcastle. And Everson getting top bonus in that with 9 points. I was dreading, honestly, when that Man City team sheet dropped last night. I was like, please, Ederson, come back into the team. Didn't. And then was obviously hoping for him to be subbed on at some stage. And also, that didn't happen. So the double zero for Ederson in game week 37 means that Sam is getting Everson off her bench. So actually, any upside I got from my nice pick Encisco this week is completely wiped out by a little bit of bench jam from Everson. So given that I was ahead by 4, Everson coming in means she's ahead by 5. Going into the game week tonight, Manchester United-Chelsea playing tonight, Thursday. We pretty much got the same setup. We've both got Luke Shaw. We've both got Rashford playing if he plays. Now, if Rashford doesn't play any part whatsoever in this game, I'm going to have Botman coming off my bench with 8. So I would be happy to take that bit of jam. I've got De Gea playing. She hasn't. So I think De Gea is good. Whatever De Gea gets tonight is going to be the difference between us going in to the final game week. Now, so like I say, at the moment, that's 5 points. So if De Gea gets the clean sheet, let's say he gets 6, I'm going to be taking a 1-point lead into game week 38. And if he just gets to 2 or maybe 3 with some saves, Sam's going to be taking a two or three point lead going into game week 38. It honestly could not be closer. In terms of overall rank as well, I think both of us are reasonably happy with how the season's gone. I'm aiming to finish within the top 50k, currently at 43 going into the Man United game tonight. I think I could potentially revise that a little bit if we get a double clean sheet. So if I get De Gea and Shaw clean sheet tonight, that would push me up into the sort of 30-something bracket. And then maybe I would be looking for a top 25k finish. That would be really good. And Sam currently is at 48k, which given where she was coming out of the World Cup at 1-point-something million, she was down in the 1.5, 1.6, just shows you what an unbelievable post-World Cup, post-game week 18 she has had over the last few weeks. Coming up into the top 50k from that sort of position is flipping brilliant, to be honest. It is flipping brilliant. But anyway, it's going to be close coming into the final game week. And there's obviously some differences between our teams. I'm going to go into game week 38 with Mo Salah. I don't think Sam's going to have him, although I think she's got some money in the bank potentially to move to him. I'm not going to have Harry Kane. She's going to have Kane in the final game week. And I have to say, that Leeds game, I just got the feeling Spurs are going to score some goals in that game. Leeds have got to go for it, right, given their predicament. And I think that could leave some space in behind, particularly on Luke Ayling's side. I fancy Son as a bit of a differential for game week 38, I have to say. But does feel a little bit punty compared to bringing in Harry Kane. And Harry Kane, who just seems to be banging in the goals every single week, doesn't he? So if we get a little bit of team news coming out that maybe Haaland isn't going to play, and given that he played a full 90 minutes, I think he played more or less 90 minutes in that game last night, there's a reasonable chance that Haaland doesn't start in game week 38. And if that is the case, I wouldn't mind a cheeky little move from Haaland to Kane on the final game week. I fancy some goals in that game, Leeds versus Spurs, given that Leeds have got to come out and win that game. So I might just block that sort of Kane differential that she's got going into the final game week. Elsewhere, I think there's space for some punts in midfield as well. I really like the Crystal Palace fixture as well for game week 38. Having a look at Olise, having a look at Eze, Either one of those, I think, could be really, really nice options. And Crystal Palace, I mean, the fixture couldn't be better, could it? Forest at home. I mean, we know how bad Forest have been in terms of them travelling away from home. Not been great, have they? Plus, they've just secured in the last game week their future in the Premier League. And fair play to Forest and their boys. A brilliant post-World Cup, particularly at home. They've made their home stadium a fortress, haven't they? Really, really good. Taiwo Awoniyi as well. Be interested to see his price for next year in FPL. I think he's had a cracking end to the season. What a good striker they've got at Forest. But nevertheless, I expect Palace at home to see off an already safe Forest pretty easily. And Michael Olise in particular has been their creative force over the last few game weeks. And I expect them to see Hodgson off in style, to be fair, at Palace. And of course, you've got Eze and other picks in there as well. So given that some of us, me included, might be looking at that Brighton game away at Villa Park and going, hey, I'm not, you know, Villa, no pushovers at home, are they? Particularly defensively, pretty good at home. I'm not sure that I want to go into game week 38 with McAllister, Mitoma and Encisco. Now, one or two of them I can bench, probably just one of them given my team and how it's set up. But either McAllister or Mitoma could get moved over to an Olise or an Eze, or even someone like a Dwight McNeil for Everton at home to Bournemouth. Again, we know how poorly Bournemouth travel. They're safe, no problem, pretty much on the beach. Whereas Everton got to go out and win that. You know, it's looking like they're more leads, isn't it, for the drop, potentially, alongside Leicester. But Leicester are still alive, of course, and they've got some options themselves at home to West Ham. But that home game to Bournemouth, you've got to go for a Sean Dyche win to keep Everton up, haven't you got to? And I hear a lot in the FPL community, a lot of the YouTubers talking about having a punt on an Everton defender. Listen, I don't mind it. If you look at some of the attacking threat stats, you've got the likes of Yerry Mina's right up there in the top five over the last six game weeks. So for sure, and he scored recently, didn't he? So for sure, the threat from the set pieces is going to be there. I don't mind if you want to go for a Tarko or a Yerry Mina. And in particular, Bournemouth away from home have been quite susceptible from set pieces. So I don't mind it. I just can't get my head around a game week 38 punt being an Everton defender. Just feels really boring, doesn't it? I don't know. But then again, a Crystal Palace midfielder isn't exactly wild, is it? Let's face it. And Haaland to Kane is potentially my other transfer. Not wild either, quite frankly. So I'm going into game week 38. Given I'm happy with my rank, I'm not looking to be too wild, but potentially taking out a Brighton midfielder probably. Of the two, it's probably McAllister, you know. I just wonder, you know, didn't start, didn't he, against Man City. I just wonder whether two things. De Zerbi wants to kind of protect him, wouldn't want the Liverpool deal to fall through. It looks like he's going to Liverpool, doesn't it? And I, as a Liverpool fan, pretty welcoming of that transfer, McAllister coming over to Anfield. Obviously doesn't want to get him injured and miss any sort of Liverpool pre-season and affect the deal potentially from that perspective. But also, De Zerbi is an astute enough manager to know, hey, listen, we're not going to have this player for next season. We've got to adapt to life without him. We've got to see what life is like without Alexis McAllister in our midfield. And he's obviously testing that out against City. Got the draw last night. Presumably going to go to Villa Park now that European football is secured for them, and try and play again potentially with McAllister on the bench to see how they get on. But Mitoma also criminally out of form, isn't he? Hasn't scored for ages. One in his last, I don't know, however many games. A bit of a points dodger though, a bit of an XG merchant, isn't he? Should have had a goal last night against Man City. Plenty of XG over the last few game weeks, just no goals. So either one of those could make way for a bit of a Crystal Palace punt in that midfield. And I guess if you do want to bring an Everton defender or a Dwight McNeil into that midfield, I don't mind it either. Listen, guys, good luck in game week 38. Sam and I will be on Sky Sports News on Sunday morning in the lead up to the deadline, so you can catch us there. Or you can come, or well, and you don't have to choose these, but you can catch us on Sky Sports News and you can catch us on our YouTube channel at the usual time of 8:30 on Sunday night, when we'll be looking back at the season and we'll be revealing our pre-season predictions. What did you guys think was going to happen in game week one? What did we think was going to happen back in game week one? We will see how close we are with our pre-season predictions, and we'll see who has won that battle between me and Sam for the FPL Family Wooden Spoon Trophy. We'll see you then, guys. Cheers and good luck.